You're standing in front of the symbol of the new Rautenstrauch Joost Museum, a traditional rice barn from the island of Sulawesi in Indonesia. It was originally built somewhere around 1935. Half a century later, in 1984, it was disassembled and taken from Tanah Toraja, the land of the Toraja, to our museum in Cologne. After a thorough evaluation, which required the total removal of the rotted bamboo roof, the barn was carefully restored. The material for a new roof was acquired in Indonesia at the end of 2007. The next year, the barn was reassembled in the foyer of the museum and a new roof put on by three specialists flown in from Tanah Toraja. You can see a video of this spectacular project on one of the monitors in front of the narrow sides of the rice barn. The rice barn isn't just the largest single item in the museum's collection. It's also of central importance because it exemplifies all the themes you'll explore as you wander through our exhibition. The barn represents the focal point of family and social life for the Toraja. Members of the family work on top of the platform of the barn and rest in its shadow. They celebrate festive days here and receive guests. The barn also plays an important part in the rituals of the life cycle.
The magnificent traditional architecture, masterful carpentry, and delicate wood carving of the Toraja are famous throughout Indonesia and beyond. In addition to its practical use, storing and protecting the rice harvest, the barn has a representational role, as high-ranking families may often possess not just one, but several of these magnificently decorated structures. They send an unmistakable signal that their owners also own extensive paddy fields. The barns also display the artistic taste of those who commission them. Take a moment and examine the rice barn at your leisure. The monitors on the railing present the individual stations of the theme-based exhibition and their relation to the barn. Consider this the start of your voyage of discovery through the Rautenstrauch Joost Museum, Cultures of the World.